regardless of the weather, art continues. And that is something that we can count on. That, and of course, Annie Dugan, who joins us this morning, as she always does, is our host of Where's Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have, if you are depressed about the snow, don't worry. You can be excited about the art this week because there is a lot of it because we live in a wonderful place called the Northland. Tonight, Miri Villard is having her exhibition opening from 5 to 7 at Zeitgeist. The title of her show is Rights of the Child. Miri has, you know Miri's name because she is one of the YMCA's Women of the Year. She is a dynamo force that has been doing some amazing public art around the area this summer. She is the program director at ACO. She is not only creating space for other artists, she is also an artist herself. And the title of the show, Rights of the Child, is the show is inspired by the fact that the United States is the only nation who has not ratified the UN Rights of the Child. And so she really wanted to show off the kind of energy and beauty that she sees in children every day where she works. So she has done some amazing portraits that includes painting, digital design. It's really wonderful seeing the layers. I got the chance to see one of the pieces up close this weekend in Grand Rapids, actually, because there was one of her works on view there. And it really, the kind of layering that she does in the work with this digital design and paint is really fun to see. So tonight, you can start off your week right with visiting Zeitgeist and those images. And then a lot of folks, you know, the attention is on the Catalyst Festival. And I want to mention the visual arts side of the Catalyst Festival this week. This is a national event that celebrates storytelling in multiple forms. So whether that's TV or podcasts, there's a lot of folks around talking about multiple form storytelling, but there is Jeff Larson, who is with Great Lakes Arts Academy, who teaches old master techniques to a limited number of students, really taking this idea of training with a master. And he has a pilot episode that is sort of based on the filmography of Chef's Table, that kind of really rich, beautiful cinematography, and it follows his work, and it's called the Jeffrey T. Larson Project, and he's hoping that this might just be the first in a series of hour-long documentaries that follow different artists. So that is one to put on your list. The other thing that's really exciting happening around Catalyst is visual arts pop-up called Embassy 35, and this is a pop-up immersive space that is technologically augmented, basically a technologically augmented art gallery is the way that they describe it. It is Troy Rogers, who also goes by Robot Rickshaw, Daniel Benoit, Britta Edgerton from Audiovisual Resources is doing the technology along with Jeff Brown, Nose Designs. Jeff Brown was the lighting director for productions and now is his own business and is really brilliant with the way he uses lighting. So they're doing this pop-up at the Carlson Bookstore, and I'm thrilled. I've sort of followed from afar what Robot Rickshaw does, and he's brought together some amazing performers. He's really seeing this space as a experimental space for the community during this time of storytelling. So that opens It opens October 9th at 6 p.m. and goes all the way until October 12th at 11:30 p.m. So walk around downtown and enjoy that. The Thursday, the Tweed Museum has a huge opening. They have an exhibition called Art in Conflict that is brought to them by the Museum of Russian Art, which is a really fabulous institution based in the Twin Cities. The curator there, Maria Zavialova, will be presenting Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. for the opening of the exhibition. And this exhibition showcases works from the 60s through the 80s. And it is interesting because it sort of it shows two really different ways of approaching art in whether it's state-sanctioned art or other oppositional models of artistic production. So, you know, in the 60s and 80s, 60s through the 80s in Russia, there was, and sort of the Soviet era, there was, if you were making art, even if you didn't want it to be political, it was political because you were making visual choices, and there was art became politicized from both sides. So they're really showing off this era of conflict, not only in politics, but also how it's represented in art. So it's a wonderful, the production design of the show itself is really gorgeous as well. There's some really rich colors, and the way that they've created spaces in the Tweed is definitely something to see. You can head over the bridge as well, because there's two visiting artists that are coming to Superior, Chris King and John Sibelius. Chris King is from Louisiana, and John Sibelius is from Kansas, from Lawrence, Kansas. And they are putting together an exhibition in the Kruk Gallery called Born to Kill. They're taking their name, they're setting up a comedy, like a miniature comedy club within the gallery. So, you know, we often think of art as so incredibly serious, and these guys are so fun and funny, and they decided to set up this stage, this comedy club stage that is going to include some humor alongside the two-dimensional art that they do. John Sibelius has worked quite a bit with veterans as well, and so that title of the show has a little bit of a double-sided nature to it, like a lot of art does. And he is doing a special workshop Thursday with area veterans that is free and open to folks from 2 to 4 on Thursday. And then Friday at noon, they're doing an artist talk at the Kruk, and then 5 to 7 is the art opening for that. And then Friday, you can cap off your week with a really exciting show at ACO. This Rabbit Strickland and Pat Krause will be exhibiting their work. The title of the show is Mini Dose Uigas Art Opening, and Rabbit does these absolutely stunning paintings that are large-scale paintings of Ojibwe mythology. He anthropomorphizes animals in really interesting and compelling ways. And then Pat Krause is working with birch bark. She does these birch bark creations where you see amazing patterning. When you look at birch bark, there's patterning involved just from the bark itself, so that's a naturally created artwork. And then she has taken that and really worked in partnership with that wood and that bark to create another whole separate collaborative project. So I'm really excited to see both of their works together. And as always, there's an amazing feast that goes along with openings at ACO. So that is this Friday. Whew, that is our week in art, Lisa. It's a great one.
Oh, is that all? I mean, like a page and a half of notes. Is that it? Gee, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's just the way it goes up here in the Northland. There is, regardless of what the weather does, the art is consistent and fabulous. Annie, thanks a million for joining us as usual.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, our guest host for Where's Art? Regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.